This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Who is tech? We're asking this regularly as we explore diversity in the tech world. Our focus this week is women in tech. Complaints are rife that the video game industry treats female employees and female players as outsiders, or worse. But it wasn't always that way. A doctoral candidate has been studying a woman who played a lead role in shaping the early days of video games. Lane Nooney at Stony Brook University has been looking at the contributions of Roberta Williams, who in the early 80s co-founded Sierra Online.
When it began in 1980, it was called Online Systems. She actually was the designer of the first game. It was called Mystery House.
So you're saying a woman is the designer of the first game?
The first home computer adventure game with graphics.
And you explored around in a graphic environment?
Yeah, it was set in an abandoned Victorian home, I think as the text read. And you went into the house and the door locked behind you. And then there was this sort of murder play that kind of happened where you kept finding dead bodies. There was treasure to be found. You would find these cryptic notes around the house. And you would move from room to room typing commands, you know, open door, go east, go north. And then you had to pick up objects and use those objects to interact with different places in the home to find the murderer at the end.
And then later, other adventure games take off and the company takes off.
Yes. Sierra was actually, between 1982 and 1984, they were the single largest independent producer of home software in the country.
So the company, and certainly Roberta Williams herself, did not perceive gaming as a boy's thing, as a guy's thing.
No, no, and neither did the people who played these games. You can read these fan letters in Sierra's own magazine. I remember this one from 1987, a woman named Elizabeth Hood writes in to Sierra basically saying, "This is a love letter. I love your games. I hope you never stop making them. I'm obsessed. There's no cure. I hope no one ever finds it." And she describes herself as a 45-year-old woman. She's a telephone order representative, right? And she writes, she says, "I understand I'm not part of the traditional demographic," right? She writes this letter in 1987. She's aware that she's not the type of person who should play games, and yet she's absolutely obsessed with them.
And Sierra is a company that hopes that people are not playing its games alone in the basement. It sees it more as what, almost a family activity?
Roberta herself was kind of had this passion project about encouraging families to play games together, right? We often think of games as this thing, yeah, that bleary-eyed kids do in their basements. And for her, she had this ethic against what she called couch potatoism.
What drew you to this line of inquiry?
I realized this particular history wasn't really being accounted for. And I dug a little more up, and I dug a little more up, and then I would occasionally present out at a conference, and then sure enough, a woman around my age would come up to me and say, yeah, you're onto something. I did this too.
Lane Nooney, PhD candidate at Stony Brook, thank you very much.
Thank you.